I will see how good I am now on multitasking. I'll try to tell you a little bit about the kumquats while I'm cutting the kumquats, getting ready to make the pie. I don't know how many of you know kumquats, but they are grown in Miami, Dade County. Now, Dade City is nowhere near Miami. We are about middle way the state, 35 miles so from north of Tampa. Excuse me, I'm losing my headset. That is the kumquat capital of the U.S. More kumquats. In fact, 13 million kumquats are shipped from the Dade City, St. Joe area each year. Kumquats are in season from November through March. That's the reason our kumquat festival is always the last Saturday in January, because that's when they're at their best. I will start, as I said, and try to get the kumquats ready for the pie and give you a few facts in between time. To make the puree, all you do is cut the kumquat in half, pop out the seeds, and then stick them in the blender, and you're ready to make puree. Kumquats, as I said, is the only citrus fruit that you eat peel and all. In fact, if you've never eaten a kumquat, the peel is the sweet part. The inside is real tart, like a lemon. So you do have to know how to eat a kumquat. There's many people that will bite into a kumquat and taste that first spurt of juice. If you swallow the juice, you will definitely not like the kumquat. It's like a lemon. But you need to hold the juice in your mouth and chew the rind or the skin with the juice. The skin is what is sweet. The juice is very, very tart. So it needs both. When you're chewing it, if you just bite into it and get juice, like I said, it's real similar to eating a lemon. But that juice is what you need to make the jams, the jellies, the pies, whatever. That has the pectin in it that needs it. The kumquat has been in Florida, in the St. Joe Dade City area, since about 1895. I believe they brought it into the St. Joe area. As I said, it is grown in two other places in the U.S., but we grow the most and the best quality of kumquats in that area. St. Joe is a very small Catholic settlement that is known for kumquats. We have citrus around there, which I, as you can tell, I think the kumquats are just next to heavenly. We have all the canker problems in Florida now, and the kumquat is more or less immune to that. There has never been, that we know of, canker in a kumquat. So they are working on trying to use that knowledge in helping cure the Florida and our canker problem. I'm seeing you over there with a microphone. Are you wanting to ask me something? Just be sure you ask me a very simple question.
Well, I'm a simple kind of guy, so I'll stick to simple questions. But you said kumquats were grown in other parts of the country. What other parts of the country do you find kumquats?
Well, they originated and originally came from China. They're the little golden orange in China. I'm not sure when they came to the U.S., but like I said, in the Dade City, St. Joe area, it was about 1895. We have had wonderful experiences with the different people coming to our festival. Last year, we had a professor at St. Leo University, had a friend over from China. He gave us, I'm not sure how to say this, the words in Chinese. To me, they're emblems, they're pictures, they're the Chinese writing, which is beautiful. Our media sponsor took that. We could not work it into any of our promotions that would invite you to the festival, but they took that into and made it into a poster using the red and the oranges, which is, of course, you know, a lot of Chinese color and a lot of their use. I think that's, I've counted these very carefully now.
So the kumquat originates in China and it's grown in Florida, but where else in the United States do you grow?
It's kumquats? Also grown in California. I just heard today, I did not know this, that they are grown in Texas. But the person that told me that says, well, yeah, Texas claims they do it. They have everything. So all of my history on it says it's in Miami, mid-state of around Dade City, St. Joe, and in California. Now, I do know that you can grow them as far north as here, because someone in Gainesville said they had some and are doing very well. So they are very cold tolerant, more so than most citrus fruit. They can endure weather down to 18 degrees.
Well, that is pretty cold tolerant. Now, I suspect they grow on trees rather than, say, bushes or vines?
Correct. Now, the tree itself is not quite as large as an orange tree. And the kumquat, as you can see, is smaller than the leaves. So the kumquat grows, if you look at it closely, it's almost like a pod, three or four kumquats to a grouping. So that way you have a beautiful color of the kumquats against the orange leaves, because the oranges stick out and the leaves are real small. These are in with the leaves. It makes beautiful decoration around Christmas. Everybody likes to use this, and that's where, amazingly, in New York, around the holidays, that's one of the things they do is use them for decoration. And they ship a lot of kumquats to that state up there using them for decoration. People do not realize the usage of kumquat. For the festival, we have a recipe contest, and for 8 years now, we have compiled the recipes, and there's over 150 recipes using kumquats. So they can be for anything.
Well, I was going to say, what are some of the things that you do with kumquats? We've got kumquat pie here, but like...
Right. This is a very simple thing. The reason everyone likes it, it's a no-bake pie, so we can do it very simple. I, as you saw, just cut the kumquats, and I will puree them. See, this way I don't have to talk during this.
But you make kumquat pie with it, but what are some other things you can make with kumquats?
If you will step down to our booth when this is over, you will find out there's marmalade, there's chutneys, there is, the one we have is a ginger kumquat marmalade. You can use it on meats, any kind of meat as a basting it in that, or as a chutney on top. We like I said, over 150. A few of these I'll read off here is a kumquat banana nut bread, savory pork, kumquat coconut cookies, tangy baked chicken. So there is just numerous ways. Any way you can use lemon or anything to tenderize meat, this does exactly the same type of thing. I'm having a little problem here. Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure from the start. I know I had one that I took to the state fair. It was, it, I was not very good to it in watering it. It was very, very puny, not a well healthy tree when I brought it home. It took the third year before it came out of that and produced fruit. It had green leaves. It was a beautiful shaped tree. It was beautiful and green, but the third year, then I did get fruit. Kumquat is also not a seasonal that will just do one bloom, and that's your... Okay. It's going. It's getting there. You have... That's the only tree that I know of that you have fruit, bloom, and the older ripe one. So if someone said the other day that that was because it was called a life tree, a tree of life, because there's all three stages of life. So that is something that I will definitely look up and use, because I thought that was just something very, very knowledgeable.
Now, how do they harvest kumquats? Do they pick them by hand, or do they have a kumquat harvester that goes out in the field to bring them off the trees? How do they do that?
Thank you for that. Kumquats, as you know, oranges you pick off. Kumquats have to be clipped. Each little one has to be clipped with cutters, so you leave the stem on. Like I say, this is not the season, so we had the growers go out, and they had to go through 20 or 30 trees to find this many kumquats for us. So we do have some that they did not clip. If you shipped them this way, they would not stay fresh very long. That pulling of that skin and breaking that, they would not stay. So we have people that come in and actually clip each kumquat off the tree. The tree isn't quite as large as a orange tree, but they will get 6-7 feet tall the older they are. So they still need an awful lot of care and cutting.
So it's fairly it's a fairly labor intensive process to,
yes,
to harvest the kumquats.
Yes, it is. And we have groves around St. Joe, and in St. Joe is a very small community just outside of Dade City. So Dade City is where we hold the festival. St. Joe would be where all of the stores and anything that business-wise would be. And when you go into St. Joe, that is the thing you will see the most of, is the daycare center, the Catholic church, and then groves of kumquat tree. I'm going to... Oh, that's better. First, yes, you may.
What you need?
I need a spoon.
We'll get you a spoon in just a minute.
Okay, see if Kit might have it. I will be pouring this in here in the meantime. Like I said, well, I need a large spoon. Yep, and it may be at the booth. This is the kind of cooking that we all like. The kumquats are, as I've said, the very best vitamin C that you can get. An orange, you're drinking the juice, but you have none of the peel. And the peel is what has all of the vitamin C in it. I would like for you to take one of the kumquat brochures on here, and all of this has how many calories, vitamins, the entire thing. So if you will take one of those, you will have all of that information on there. Now, until I get the spoon, this ought to be very interesting. Sorry about this. I thought we were prepared, but evidently not. I will try to mix all of this with this little tiny spoon. As you see, this takes a lot of skill, a lot of hard work, a lot of time. But when you put this on the table, people will think you just have done miracles. See how hard I worked on whipping that cream? And this is the condensed milk. This is what takes all of the tartness from the kumquats. Okay, well, I think I've got that. Thank you. I did do a demonstration earlier. I took all of these to the kitchen to wash them, so I think I have an idea where my spoon might be. It may still be in the kitchen. But the one good thing that I'm going to tell you that's going to make you feel a lot better is when I get through mixing this, this one goes in the refrigerator. I do like TV. I have another one over there that's ready, and it's cold and very, very refreshing. And now back to kumquats. Oh, yes. For the festival, that's what we have to do, is because there is no way we could get as many pies as we need. We had over 8,000 slices of pie and ran out by noon. So we tried to get the schools, the churches, everybody involved. And you do just as I'm doing here. You just put them in a graham cracker crust and freeze them. That way, a lot of people like them when they're still just a little frozen. They have like ice slivers in them. Very refreshing, very good. Now, our festival is in January, and so when you come early in the morning, it is really, we've had it in freezing weather before. It'd be below 32, freezing weather. And to eat a slice of frozen pie, it's just a little more than I could understand, but people love it. And that's the first thing they do when they get there is get a piece of the pie because they don't want to miss it. And by noon, it is all gone. This year we had one of the schools, Pasco County School Nutrition made pies, and they only sold whole pies. So that can get quite expensive. But they didn't have to work as hard, because when you cut this many pies and you save a little bit of this to just sprinkle on top, as I say, when you serve this many pies at one time, to cut a frozen pie is very hard. So when they were very smart to only serve the whole pie. A pie like this, like I said, it's very simple to make, very unique. Come down to the festival and you can have all the pie you want. And since, pardon? Well, we do.
Having all the pie you want is not possible for some of us.
I do think I've seen you a couple of times walking back and forth.
Well, it's all part of our quality control program here.
Oh, you've got to make sure.
We want to make sure that the pies meet our strict standards for flavor.
Now, this is one of the pies that we brought. I'm sorry to say that it was our last pie. So, needless to say, with all the others stuck on top of it, it got squished. But it's still good. No problem whatsoever. Now we will put this one in the freezer here. And I'm not sure by 5 o'clock if it'll be ready or not. But we have a few of your participants that said they want to make sure that we bring what we made there, because it's going to take it a couple hours. If not, all your volunteers will have it for breakfast. Okay, is there any questions, any more, anything I could help you with, except to invite you to the Kumquat Festival? Yes?
Can you buy these in regular grocery stores?
You can in some of the larger stores. I have heard Publix will carry them sometimes. I know up north, the larger stores, they say they carry them. I know that is where they ship a lot of them. But just normal, regular, small-town grocery stores, they do not have them. I have brochures that give where you can go online and find out where they can have them shipped to you. They have the trees. They can answer questions about, like, if you take the seeds from this, can you grow a tree that will bear fruit? So there's all kind of answers that you can get from that. The town of Dade City, and through the help of the kumquat growers, because we're really promoting their livelihood, their business, they donate all the kumquats for the festival. If you're a school or anything that want to make pies, cookies, whatever to sell, they donate the kumquats. We decorate the town in kumquats. If you think our shirts are bright here, you ought to see Dade City in January. It is totally orange. So through the kumquat growers, we have grown. And I think through our festival, they have grown. So it's been a very, very good partnership for us and for them. Yes? Definitely. And I learned today that you can make your own condensed milk, and that would also let you control the amount of sugar that you use. So that's good to know, things like that. A lot of people think that the calamundin is a kumquat. The calamundin is an orange. It is not a kumquat. Now, calamundins can be used to make pies and jams and jellies, but it isn't recommended that you eat the peel of the calamundin. This is the only citrus fruit that you eat the peel of. And the peel is what is sweet, so don't ever try to peel a kumquat, or it is very, very tart. Like I said, if you could eat 5 kumquats a day, you would never have a cold. That's pure vitamin C. Pardon? Well, it's worked for me for about 5 years. So that's good enough for me.
Well, we're not going to make any claims for health up here with Kumquat Stage. But I do thank you, Ms. Smith, for coming up here and sharing your information with kumquats about us. And if you have any more questions, the kumquat table is over there in the Folk Life tent. And I'm sure Ms. Phyllis Smith would be happy to answer your questions. And I'm not going to be able to get there, so they're still going to have some pie for sampling, and I strongly recommend you take advantage of it because it's sure good.
And if you want to come up, we have our spoons and our pie here. So please, I'm going to lay it right on here. It is not a dirty thing. It is top of the Cool Whip. Just scoop down and taste the pie. But I would like for you also to go down to the booth, pick up the brochures, pick up all of the information about the festival and about kumquats, and most of all, come see us in Dade City last Saturday in January.
I'm gonna start taking this stuff.
Okay. You can just put that whole thing in here.
Okay, you want me to turn your microphone off now?
Please.